Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 4. Psalm 1, Planted by the Waters. The man who meditates on the law of God day and night, and who delights in it, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You can all go into the gardening business, even in your houses, where you can watch the plant growing, and see how it grows by the water. You will be surprised how much education you can get out of seeing a single plant grow. Take some beans, some peas, some wheat, or some Indian corn, and put it in a moist place where it is reasonably warm. In 2 or 3 days it will sprout. Then take a glass jar or a tumbler full of water and tie over the top of it a little thin cloth, like cheesecloth, that is not too close in its meshes, and lay the seeds on that, and then keep it moist. Through the scent of water that is below it, it will grow. It will send its stalk upward, and its roots downward. It is really wonderful to see the intelligence displayed, to see how methodically and how regularly that plant goes about its business of growing. You may find you certainly will, if you have a lot of seeds together, that in some of the seeds the root end of the sprout will be uppermost, and the stalk end will be below, so that it must go down. And yet the root, that must supply the stalk with nourishment, and which can get it only in liquid form, will turn, and will invariably go downward to find the water, and the stalk will turn, and go upward. And then, if you should have it in soil, and let it be in dry soil, and the moisture is upon one side only, you will find that those rootlets will make no mistake. They do not make any experiments either, but just as true and as certain as the needle will point to the pole, they will go directly to where the water is, and they will not go over the other way. He that meditates on the law of God day and night shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. That is, he will not be making experiments, and he will not be making mistakes. There is instruction in the Bible that will direct the man in the right way all the time.